From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State group presses its offensive in northern Syria while losing ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Mareya near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day Saturday. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the Islamic State stronghold city of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an Islamic State headquarters in the city. Elsewhere in the region, U.S. Special Operations Forces and a coalition of Syrian, Kurdish, and Arab fighters known as the Syrian Democratic Forces are reported to be clearing an area north of Raqqa, the Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria. Local reports said IS fighters were preparing to defend the city with booby-trapped buildings, a string of trenches, and berms. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. Hundreds of families have fled the city after the latest military operation aimed at pushing out the Islamic State started about a week ago. However, thousands of civilians are still believed to be inside the mostly Sunni city, located about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.